T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
You know, people say necessity is the mother of invention, but that's not always true. Sometimes the mother of invention is...
advertising?
Yeah, or pure accident.
How about egomaniacal delusion?
Absolutely, or just a desperate longing to be cool.
I'm Robert Lamb.
And I'm Joe McCormick.
We're the hosts of the science podcast Stuff to Blow Your Mind, and now we're branching off into the exploration of invention.
Invention is the story of human history told one piece of technology at a time, the things we made and how they made us.
Invention publishes every Monday. Listen and subscribe to Invention on Apple Podcasts, the iHeartRadio app, or wherever you find your podcasts.
Buckle up and hold on tight. We got it for you. Here it is, the strawberry letter.
Subject: should I ask for permission or forgiveness? Dear Stephen Shirley, I am married to a great man, and I am truly blessed to have him in my life. But there is one issue. He is a very proud man, and he now is the sole provider for our family. We were both in the military, but I retired to be home with the children full time. He's still enlisted, and he makes good money, but it does not always cover all of our expenses, so money and finances are becoming an issue with us for the first time. My husband is gone a lot because he is on base on the weekends, and he works a part-time job during the week. This man has sacrificed so much for me and the family, but I can't stand to see him work so hard. I have told him that I could get a job for a few hours during the day while the children are at school, but he always tells me no. I feel awful because if I had stayed in the military, we would not have these issues. He is deploying next month, and he will be gone for 7 months. So I am dying to get a job and pay down some of our bills while he's gone without him knowing it. I believe in submitting to my husband and letting him lead our family, but I am also a strong woman that can help take care of our family. Before I jump out there and defy my husband, I want your opinion. I am not one to lie or keep things from him, but in this case, I am willing to do that because I just want to help. I don't want to embarrass him or defy his orders, but I want to work as a wife. Or a husband, would you be mad if your spouse went out and got a job without telling you? No, I wouldn't be mad if my spouse went out and got a job without telling me. I would be mad if they lied about it, though, if they went out and didn't tell me about it and kept it from me. We're in a marriage. This is a partnership. This is 2019. And if you guys need more money to make ends meet and you're willing, you're able, you're perfectly healthy and ready to work to keep your family afloat, what is wrong with that? Okay, we are in 2019, like I said, okay? You got to talk to your husband. I mean, you really have to talk to him. You got to tell him that you're a family. This is a partnership for better or worse. Remember those vows that you took when you got married. Tell him that working right now would be good for the entire family. What is the problem? You guys can work out childcare. You're going to do it while they're at school anyway, like you said. And you can work and make sure your family is good. And guess what? This is a great part. He can still lead the family. He can still be head of the family if you go to work. This is 2019. What is he talking about? Come on. You working is not going to diminish that in the least. So let him know how you really feel, how you love and appreciate the fact that he works so hard and he makes all these sacrifices. You love that and that you have his back and you want to do your part. Steve?
Yeah, this is a real easy one for me. This letter is not even difficult at all. First of all, most families statistically are two checks from serious problems. Serious problems. Two checks. And we learned that during the government shutdown, that some people developed some serious problems. because, you know, when you work in a job that pays you enough to take care of your living expenses and a limited lifestyle, that money can't come up missing twice. Now right. you're faced with eviction,
right.
choices of selling your car to stay in your home, moving out. Then, you know, we have a president who's out of touch because he's never struggled like that. So he's sending stuff out, messages by his staff members saying, just go get a loan, call all your creditors and tell them, you know, that you're going to be a little late and ask them to work with you. He's out of touch. Banks don't loan people money who are not working. Hello.
Right.
And your landlord don't give a damn that it's a shutdown. He won't. Oh, you with the government. Oh, it's okay. Just pay me when you get it. Ain't nobody doing that.
No.
So let's be real. Most families are two checks away from serious problems. A lot of people, money don't cover all expenses. I've been in it. I know exactly what you're saying. Now, your man is committed. He's everything you ever wanted. He's the man of your dreams. He's hardworking. He's on the base on weekends. And you being a loving wife, you stayed home to be with the kids. You retired from the military. You can't stand to see him work so hard. Okay. We don't really have – finances can cause some big problems. But, you know, ain't nobody cheating. This ain't infidelity. This
right.
ain't trust issues. But you done told him you want to work. He says no. Now you say because he's a proud man. Now, here's, so you want to work. He don't want you to work. He's about to get deployed. You want to work while he's gone.
Mm-hmm.
But would I be mad if you worked and didn't tell me? Yeah. So what's the solution to this? It's very simple. You're a grown woman. Here's what's going to happen. Just going to tell him, this is all you got to do. While you're gone, I'm going to work. Now, he going to be mad. He going to kick. His pride going to come up. He going to tell you that I don't want my wife working. I got this. I'm a man. Okay, when he get through saying that, then I want you to say this again. I want you to say, honey, I love you. I respect you. You're the head of the family. I've got to go back to work so I can feel complete. Because right now, I feel like I put us in this position. So I want to go back to work. Now, he going to be mad. He going to tell you this right here. I don't want you doing that. I'm a head of family. But then we have another problem, though, lady, that I picked up in the letter. You said you don't want to defy his orders.
Eesh. Right.
Y'all really on some serious military sugar honey iced tea at your house.
Yeah. Hey,
y'all
man.
On some real serious military sugar, honey, iced tea. I've told my wife not to do a lot of stuff. I ain't never told her she can't defy my orders. Do you know what'll happen if I tell this little crazy heifer I'm married to?
Come on.
Don't defy my orders. What, boy. Come back. I'm going to find another way to say it.
Yeah. Should I ask for permission or forgiveness?
Well, you know, my wife has taught this to me. This is about a couple who's struggling financially because she retired from the military. Her husband stayed in the military. She feels like it's her fault that they're struggling because she could have just kept working, but she retired to stay home with the kids.
Mm-hmm.
Boom. She feels as though now she hates to see her husband working so hard. He working a couple of jobs. He's on the base all weekend, and they don't have enough to cover the expenses. I told her, relax. That's most families are two checks away from serious problems. We learned this during the shutdown of the government, which is absolutely ridiculous. And most people can't cover all their expenses. So she can't stand to work that hard, so she wants to work. He's a very proud man. He says he got it. He don't want his wife working. You ain't got to work. I got to. Okay, cool. He's a very proud man. So you want to work, and he's about to get deployed and going to be gone for months, and so you want to work while he's gone. The question is, do I tell him I'm going to work, or do I just go to work and ask for forgiveness and try to ask for his permission
right.
that he won't give me? Here's the troubling line in this letter. You said you don't want to defy his orders.
She said it.
I said, mm-hmm. y'all on some real military sugar honey iced tea over there. And I'm assuming because you've been in the military so long that that's what you consider this is defying orders. But a marriage happens to be a compromise. I don't know how I could say to this woman I'm married to.
Come on, say it, though, just for
don't
fun.
Defy my order. Marjorie,
I would be
don't
laughing.
Defy my damn orders.
So hard at no, you. What? I would be laughing so
don't
hard.
Don't defy
at you.
My order.
Even if we were in the middle of a fight, I would be laughing hard at you at
I
that.
I just told you what you do that for. You define a direct order.
Say it again.
You don't defy my order.
You think this a military or something? What is wrong with
don't.
You?
I'd be sitting up in here. Do
I'd
you
be
know,
laughing so hard.
I can't fix my man. Come on, uh-uh. man. So listen to me. Here's my solution for you. Tell your husband, honey, I love you. I respect you. And as Shirley said, you're still the man of the house.
Yeah, that doesn't change.
But
that.
I want to contribute. And I miss working. And I miss feeling, because just sitting at the house is not fulfilling to me as I thought it was going to be. I want to go back to work. So I'm going to take a job and help us out. Now, when he goes and gets deployed, you go to work. He going to be all right. See, you can't stay mad. Your ass is at work.
And Steve.
What you doing working? Money?
Help
For
out.
What?
Help out.
For some money? Help me. You know who I am. I'm Jesse Octavius Gustin.
Ooh.
Don't need no damn help from no woman. Yes, you do, sir.
Yeah.
We all need help from women. She happens to be the mother of your children. Mm-hmm. She has a skill set that none of us have. She has a mind of her own. She's very bright and she's very helpful. Mm. And women know a lot about raising a family than men do. Now, men may know a lot about protecting a family, but women also have had to be the protector and the provider of families when men walk away. So, sir, I understand that you may have a higher rank than your wife, but that's at your job. You do not have a higher rank and a bigger vote than her at home. Now, Marjorie would tell you that I'm the head of the house, and we mostly compromise, which means I mostly do what she wants to do.
Exactly.
Now, when it comes down to some real serious stuff and we just can't compromise and I just can't bring myself to do what she do, then I make a call. Mm-hmm. I pull, you know,
rank.
A card out and I go, look, baby, I heard what you said, but I just think that if the sink or swim comes down to it, I'm going to make that decision. Because we can't sink, and you told me stay home, so
but
I got
Steve,
to go.
Even the way you said it just then, it wasn't "don't defy my word." It was you were talking to your wife like a human being.
Well, that's because I have to.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. In this letter, it seems a little different. She also said she believes in submitting to her husband and letting
and
him
cool.
lead the family, and that's okay.
Oh, that's cool. That's it, very spiritual. That's nice. That's not how y'all are, though. It's really not.
Don't defy.
Even church women, the mother of the church, they're submissive, but not at their house, in front of people. You make babies.
Don't they do?
And carry
Listen
them.
To me.
And
That's a
them
power
feed them with
that
bodies.
Cannot be held by anybody else except women. Mm-hmm. That trumps everything we can do. Our money-making power, our decision-making power, our physical strength. The fact that you all make babies trumps everything we do. Everything. You can be a billionaire. I gave you a son. That trumps it.
Or a daughter.
Uh-huh. That trumps it.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
I just climbed Mount Everest with four of my buddies, and none of us died on the trip, and we back. Okay, cool. I had a baby while you were gone.
And I nursed that baby.
Breastfeed.
I'm just trying to figure out what you can say.
I had twins.
Mm.
I just broke the world record for the 100-yard dash. I beat Usain Bolt's time. And I'm 62.
That's
okay, cool.
Oh,
while you were running,
right.
I had a baby.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That's cute.
I'm the damn president of the United States. Okay, cool. While they were voting for you, I had a baby.
Yeah, I had a, carried it for 9 months. Too.
I'm telling you, dog, that's a very, very powerful position. I had a baby. What the hell you talking about? This is a direct order. I had your children. I had your children. That's it.
All right, Steve, I think we get the message. Absolutely. She should go to work. She should go to work. All right, listen, guys, email us or Instagram us your thoughts on today's Strawberry Letter at Steve Harvey FM.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Hi, I'm Laura Vanderkam. I'm the author of several time management books, including the brand new Juliet School of Possibilities, Off the Clock, and 168 hours. I'm also the host of iHeartMedia's newest podcast, Before Breakfast. Every weekday morning, I'll be sharing a quick productivity tip that will help you take your day from great to awesome. Each episode is going to help you feel like you can take on the world, one productivity tip at a time. So start your workday with Before Breakfast, available each morning, Monday through Friday. Find it on Apple Podcasts, the iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts. Together, we're going to feel less busy while getting more done.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.